Justice Clarence Thomas takes constitutional stand in Indiana SUV seizure case. By Ken Klukowski on February 20, 2019. Washington, D.C., the Supreme Court unanimously ruled on Wednesday that the Constitution's protection against excessive fines blocked Indiana from seizing a high-end vehicle. But Justice Clarence Thomas would have reached the same result by another route. With Justice Neil Gorsuch signaling support for Thomas's originalist argument. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the opinion for the court, summarizing the facts as follows. Tyson Timms pleaded guilty in Indiana State Court to dealing in a controlled substance and conspiracy to commit theft. The trial court sentenced him to 1 year of home detention and 5 years of probation, which included a court-supervised addiction treatment program. The sentence also required Timms to pay fees and costs totaling $1,203. At the time of Timms's arrest, the police seized his vehicle, a Land Rover SUV Timms had purchased for about $42,000. Timms paid for the vehicle with money he received from an insurance policy when his father died. The Constitution's Eighth Amendment provides, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. It applies only against the federal government. But that middle part, called the Excessive Fines Clause, would be relevant here if that right applies against state and local governments through the 14th Amendment, because the maximum fine under the Indiana law is $10,000, yet the Indiana Supreme Court allowed seizing a $42,000 vehicle as punishment. Ginsburg wrote for 8 of the 9 justices that the protection against excessive fines guards against abuses of government's punitive or criminal law enforcement authority. This safeguard, we hold, is fundamental to our scheme of ordered liberty, with deep roots in our history and tradition. The Excessive Fines Clause is therefore incorporated by the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment, the court held, and then delved into history to justify its holding. The court noted that the concept of fines not being too large goes all the way back to Magna Carta in AD 1215, where the English adopted as a rule of law that economic sanctions be proportioned to the wrong and not be so large as to deprive an offender of his livelihood. The concept eventually ended up in the English Bill of Rights of 1689, which included in relevant part, excessive bail ought not to be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. The state of Indiana does not meaningfully challenge the case for incorporating the Excessive Fines Clause as a general matter. She continued, essentially complimenting Indiana Solicitor General Thomas Fisher with understanding that the right definitely applied against the states, and just trying to find a narrow ground for victory for Indiana. Instead, the state argues that the clause does not apply to its use of civil forfeitures because, the state says, the clause's specific application to such forfeitures is neither fundamental nor deeply rooted. The court sent the case back to the Indiana Supreme Court for rehearing. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote a concurring opinion that should excite conservatives, acknowledging more than a century of Supreme Court precedent but adding that the Constitution's original public meaning would reach the same result through a different route. The majority faithfully applies our precedent and, based on a wealth of historical evidence, concludes that the 14th Amendment incorporates the 8th Amendment's excessive fines clause against the states, wrote Gorsuch. As an original matter, I acknowledge the appropriate vehicle for incorporation may well be the 14th Amendment's privileges or immunities clause, rather than, as this court has long assumed, the due process clause. But nothing in this case turns on that question, he continued, possibly suggesting that he might have voted differently if the right in question could be claimed by U.S. citizens in a way that foreigners could not. Regardless, Gorsuch concluded, there can be no serious doubt that the 14th Amendment requires the states to respect the freedom from excessive fines enshrined in the 8th Amendment. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote separately, quoting heavily from his concurring opinion in McDonald v. Chicago, the 2010 case that extended the right to bear arms to the states. Taking an originalist approach, he began. Because this clause speaks only to process, the court has long struggled to define what substantive rights it protects, Thomas continued. The Supreme Court over the years had invoked substantive due process to invent various rights not found in the Constitution, like the right to abortion. because the oxymoronic substantive due process doctrine has no basis in the Constitution. It is unsurprising that the court has been unable to adhere to any guiding principle to distinguish fundamental rights that warrant protection from non-fundamental rights that do not, Thomas reasoned. And because the court's substantive due process precedents allow the court to fashion fundamental rights without any textual constraints, it is equally unsurprising that among these precedents are some of the court's most notoriously incorrect decisions, he observed. Thomas cited Roe v. Wade as an example of a notoriously incorrect substantive due process decision. He also cited Dred Scott, the 1857 case where the Supreme Court held that black people are not U.S. citizens and therefore the federal courts lack jurisdiction to hear their cases. Dred Scott is widely considered the original substantive due process case, and is among the most infamously wrong decisions ever handed down by the court. Thomas then pivoted to the excessive fines clause, making the case for why it applies to the states through the 14th Amendment's Privileges or Immunities Clause, rather than the Due Process Clause. For all the debate about whether an explicit prohibition on excessive fines was necessary in the federal Constitution, all agreed that the prohibition on excessive fines was a well-established and fundamental right of citizenship, Thomas began. The prohibition on excessive fines remained fundamental at the time of the 14th Amendment. In 1868, when the 14th Amendment was ratified, 35 of 37 state constitutions expressly prohibited excessive fines, he continued. The right against excessive fines traces its lineage back in English law nearly a millennium, and from the founding of our country, it has been consistently recognized as a core right worthy of constitutional protection, added Thomas. As a constitutionally enumerated right understood to be a privilege of American citizenship, the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on excessive fines applies in full to the states. However, Thomas was alone when he mentioned the Privileges or Immunities Clause in 2010. Now there are 2 out of 9 discussing it. Thomas is gaining ground regarding a constitutional provisions with broad implications for constitutional rights. The case is Timms v. Indiana, number 17-1091 in the Supreme Court of the United States. Ken Klukowski is senior legal editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @KenKlukowski.